Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. Well, I did fact check and research a little bit today because we're going to cover, obviously, an intense topic. But before we do, I'd like to introduce my mother. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
And this seems like an inappropriate time to do a merch plug, but I did get my coffee cup in the mail. I will be sipping from it. I will not encourage you to buy things today. Just know that that is what I am holding. Mom.
Yes.
Let's start off with some holidays.
Oh, I have them right here. Okay.
Oh, pause. My mom's at my sister's house. Thus the Miranda in the background for those viewing.
Because we stayed home for 2 weeks. Like,
yes.
No grocery stores, no nothing, no other people's, no nothing. 2 weeks, and they did the same. And so now we could see each other.
Yes, there was a TikTok of me when I went over and saw everyone. I stayed 10 feet away from everyone. And my mom threw watermelon into my mouth. And my sister posted the TikTok saying social distancing, like how to eat food, social distancing.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, she touched the watermelon. And I'm like,
I washed my hands first.
My mom is clean. She was quarantined. I am the risk. So she can throw food into my mouth, but I can't throw food into her mouth.
True.
That's that. All right, Mama.
Speaking of throwing things in people's mouths.
Oh, what? Okay.
It's National Olive Day.
I love olives.
I'll throw some to you.
No, I only want an olive that's pitted. Don't you dare give me an olive with a pit in it.
That is such a surprise.
Oh, it hurts. And it's
not in cherries.
Yes, it's so unsatisfying to eat a cherry or an olive with a pit still in it.
Yeah,
gross.
Western Australia Day.
Okay.
World Reef Awareness Day. That's hard to say.
World Reef Awareness.
See, it's hard to say.
Whoa,
and the reefs are probably doing a lot better since we haven't been out there polluting the ocean.
Yep, or stepping
on them. National Heimlich Maneuver Day.
Oh.
That's important to know.
I know how to do that in theory. Yeah. Never done it in practice.
I've done it in practice to a little girl who was choking on a sucky round candy.
Did you save her?
Popped it right out. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Mom.
And other little kids who were choking. Go barefoot day.
I used to be barefoot all the time.
You got to be careful because the jacaranda trees, and I know I say that wrong.
That's purple. How I say it. Well, how are you supposed to say it?
Dad was talking to a gentleman who is Spanish. I believe he's Spanish. And he said it. He goes, no, that's not how you say it. And he said it beautifully, of course, but.
Oh, I didn't know that was, is that a Spanish word?
Jacaranda, I guess so. See, we don't fact check anything.
We don't.
But we can't run around barefoot with those dropping their little purple flowers.
Because the bees.
It is National Nail Polish Day.
I hate nail polish because it ruins my fingers.
Say something nice, Day. Rachel,
you're beautiful.
You are looking. No, I'm not going to do that. Rachel, you're a wonderful person.
Mom,
you're an amazing human being.
You have such a kind soul, and that's why children automatically love you.
As do you. That's why pit bulls know and trust you.
That's true. There you go. You get the kids out of the dogs. Pen pal day? Do people still do pen pals?
Some people do. Yeah.
All right.
Hazelnut cake day.
I hate hazelnut. Sorry.
That's okay.
I hate it.
You don't have to.
I don't.
You can eat an olive instead.
Yeah. I was about to go on a rant about hazelnut creamer, and then you said olives, and that would sound just, that's gross.
Oh. So. And then there's a week, this whole week. Mm-hmm. I looked up the week things.
Great.
CPR Awareness Week. So this must have something to do with
the Heimlich
and the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm certified in animal CPR.
Good girl.
Are you certified in human CPR?
I was, but you have to do it every couple of years.
Oh.
And I didn't.
Well, because they update how to do it. Isn't that weird?
Well, if they can do it better, do it better.
I know, but
we're talking about saving lives.
I know.
International, I'm excited about this one.
Oh, you sound excited.
International Clothesline Week. We put up a clothesline.
You and love let your clothesline.
It has been like a breath of fresh air in my sheets.
You clothesline your sheets?
My sheets, my clothes, my towels, everything.
Do bugs get on them?
No, but we did have a bird poop on one. Trent's blanket. I had to rewash his blanket because he brought his laundry over.
Oh, gross.
There's three more.
Okay.
Three more.
Keep going. You're fine.
National Gardening Week.
I love gardening.
Yep. Fish and Boating Week.
I like to go on boats. I don't like to fish.
And Bed Bug Awareness Week.
Wash your sheets, but don't let birds poop on them.
Wash your sheets. No, you just check the rim of your mattress to see if there's any little critters. They like dark little places. You'd know if you have bed bugs. They'd bite you.
Can't you just like not get rid of them? Like once you have them, it's over. You have them for
life. No, you got to be really thorough to get them.
Don't you have to like out. Throw your bed away? Like when New York gets bed bugs.
I would. I get a little creeped out by some bugs.
You know how hard it is to get rid of a mattress?
Yeah.
I once had a mattress. Like we had a mattress and then we were like, I've had this mattress for years. I'm going to get, I had a queen mattress and I got it my senior year of high school. And then I had it forever. And then I was like, I'm going to upgrade to a California king. I have the room and the finances for it. I'm going to upgrade. And I couldn't get rid of that queen mattress. I spent like a week calling places and they're like, oh, call this place. And then I'd call that place. They're like, oh, no, we don't do it. Call this place. And I went in a giant loop of like donation places. And they're like, well, we don't accept those. I'm like, how am I supposed to get rid of it? And then luckily I lived in an apartment at that time and it shared a building with a restaurant that was under construction. So they had a giant dumpster in the parking lot. And I just was like, well, a dumpster.
There you go.
Dumpster. It worked.
Yep.
All right. So we've done holidays. So we're going to talk about, I didn't plan out what I'm going to talk about just because the amount of words and thoughts and emotions I have on this topic, I can't really, I'd write a novel. But what's been on everyone's mind this past few days is the protests for Black Lives Matter because George Floyd was murdered and then the cops weren't arrested. And then so people started protesting and then he got arrested, but the other cops around him did not, the ones that just watched it happen. And so people have had enough. And so there's protests happening. I'm in full support of the protests. I have not gone out physically, but I have donated to several different organizations. I will link below. I will also put a link where you can go to find out where you can sign petitions. I signed every freaking petition I could find, a place where you can text, call, or email places, and just different ways you can get involved. Also, just using your voice or your platform to just stand up, be an ally, and shoot down the people that are not like physically, but like, you know, correct the people that are doing wrong. I went on Facebook today and saw a family member say something that they thought was correct that was out of line. And it was uncomfortable. And I corrected them. Whether they take it and understand it is that's up to them. But being silent is what causes this injustice to continue. And I know there's a lot of, we have some younger listeners. And a lot of younger kids just do what their parents say or just do what their church says or their school says. I was someone who I was like, this is what I learned my whole life. So this is what I believe. And I found myself later questioning that. If you're questioning.
That's what you should do when you grow up and get your own brain.
Question it.
Yes.
If your family is one of those, well, all lives matter kind of people. And you're like, well, then why are people saying Black Lives Matter? If you're kind of questioning it, search it. Educate yourself. Listen, like go on there. You have the internet. You have the world at your hands. Go on TikTok. Find the Black creators. They're talking. They're putting things out there. They're trying to dumb it down for us idiots. So listen and like come up with your own conclusions. Like if you're questioning it, there's a reason because this crap shouldn't keep happening. If you go, well, I'm not racist, but like, you know, I don't want to talk about it. Like it's just, it's icky. that that's wrong. If you're like, well, I'm not racist, but like you said, don't vote for Trump. I got a lot of people that were like, I loved what you posted, but then you said Trump, don't vote for Trump. And that like, that's wrong. And I'm like, no, if you support Trump, sorry, you're racist. Have you seen what he's been tweeting? Like this, he is part of the system that we're protesting against right now. There's just so much going on. And I've seen a lot of people now that the riots and the looting are happening and people are starting to focus on that. I have
instead of the protests,
yeah. I have so many friends that have gone out into LA and protested, who've gone out into Palmdale, the different parts of California protesting. And every single one of them has said it is extremely peaceful and it is unifying and just like, just love and support. And it's like, everyone's just like happy to be there and linked arms. And everyone's just like, you know, this is good and it's peaceful until the cops show up and start just beating people for no reason. I had my friend Amber, she's just standing there with her friends and they were filming. These cops just went up and to just a random person and started beating them. They said that their protest was completely peaceful. And the cops just showed up in their riot gear and just started beating people. And then of course, everyone around them, because this is what they're protesting, is these cops that can just use their badge to get away with anything and just beat people because they want to and have these power trips and be extremely racist, but hide behind the badge, this badge that is meant to show that they are going to serve and protect people. And in fact, they're doing the opposite. So when these cops do this and set these people up to fight back and they fight back, then they declare it's a riot and that these civilians are terrible people and these riots are happening, when every single riot started as a peaceful protest until cops started beating people. And this is
some cops. There are really great police officers.
There have been a few. New Jersey, the cops took a knee.
Yep.
And if you'll notice, when you do see a story about the cops saying, I'll walk with you. It was in Michigan. A sheriff took off his riot gear and said, I'm with you guys. And they said, walk with us. And he said, okay. And he walked with them. And he said, let's have a parade. And so they had a march, a parade, whatever you want to call it. Their voices were heard. Mm-hmm. A connection between the cops and the civilians were made. And that's what they want. They just want the cops to see them. They want this racial injustice to go away. They want the cops to be held accountable for their negative actions instead of pushed under the rug or like, oh, well, if we admit to the fact that there is some corruption in our system, then we look bad. And then, so they're not going to, you know, they're going to hide everything.
Yeah.
And so if you'll notice where there's cops being peaceful, you'll find that the protests are peaceful and the media is only going to cover the negative stuff. There was a protest happening and a cop in full riot gear got separated from a squad and he was in full riot gear and people started swarming around him. And some of the protesters said, no, we're not doing this. And they formed a human chain around him and said, back up, we're going to leave him alone. He's not hurting us. We're not hurting him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the cop just stood there and he looked befuddled because he was confused. But where you find the peaceful cops is where you find the peaceful protests. And the media is going to focus on the looting and the riots. Guess what?
And some of those looters aren't the protesters.
No, those are just people. Those are opportunists. Those are people mm-hmm. who the windows got bashed in by the riot. Well, it's easier to just jump in and take stuff now. So we're going to jump in and take stuff. And bad people do bad things all the time.
Yep.
People steal every single day. And if you're going to focus on that instead of the people getting murdered and beaten for no reason by the people that swore to protect us, that says a lot about you. If you're going to focus on the fact that Target got some shoes stolen instead of the fact that people are dying for the color of their skin.
Right.
So I don't know. I've posted on all my social media's links. I'll put links below where you can go get involved. You don't have to protest. You don't have to donate. You can sign things. You can just use your voice, use your platform. Silence means that you are with the oppressors. You're with the people that are racist. If you're like, don't want to take a stand, you took a stand. Not taking a stand is taking a stand. We'll move on. Do you want to say anything, Mom?
You said it all.
I mean, I didn't say it all. And there's so much more to say.
There it is.
If you're white, you have to, it's not enough just to be like, I'm not racist and not do racist things, even though you're in a system that is racist. We live in a system that's racist, whether you see it or not. The fact that you don't see it means you're privileged. And mm-hmm. another thing, people are like, I'm white, but I don't have white privilege. Ah!
You're white.
White privilege does not mean, they're like, I've had a hard life. I'm not privileged. No, that's not what I'm saying. White privilege means does not, you could have a really hard life, but it's not because of the color of your skin. Right. And that is white privilege. Your life can be great or crappy, but if it's crappy, it's not because you're white. It's because of other circumstances. There's a bunch of different privileges in the world. White privilege is something we need to address right now, and you need to see it's so, like, I'm white, that's not a bad thing. What's bad is when I don't acknowledge the privilege that comes along with it, and mm-hmm. I and if I don't use my privilege for good. And right now I'm using my platforms as much as I can to be an ally, and that's what you should all be doing. So anyway, on to other things. This is still part of it. Jake Paul, YouTuber Jake Paul. There was a video of him going around hanging out with people who were looting and rioting, and they were not protesting. This was just a straight, let's go do damage. They were, I saw, I think, one black person in this video of like 20 people. They were clearly just there to cause havoc. But they were in Scottsdale, Arizona, which is a very rich place in Arizona. If you don't know, Scottsdale is a very rich place. And they were just destroying things. And Jake Paul was there. They were literally just like, you know how like there's those cars in malls being like, wait a car, blah, blah, blah. They just were like smashing the windows and just whatever. And like just destroying stuff inside of a mall. Jake Paul was there and people called him out for it. And he was like, well, I didn't participate in any of it.
You were there filming.
You were there. Yep. They were there not doing anything. You were there not stopping people from doing something bad. And that is something we're fighting right now. Yeah, one cop put his knee on George Floyd's
The
neck.
Other cops could have stopped
the
him.
The other cops, they're like, well, I didn't do it. Correct, you didn't stop it. And that's one of the issues.
Yeah.
As a white person, when we see racism, we don't say anything. That's an issue. That's part of the issue. So just an accessory to blank is a crime. So the fact that he was there, he is a participant. And what?
Yes.
What?
Nothing.
No, I want you to
No, that's what I was trying to tell you when you were a young teeny bop.
I know, it took me a long time. I always knew as an underage person, if someone started drinking at a party, I'd leave. Because I knew, even if I wasn't drinking, I was part of it.
Yeah.
And same with, you know, when there were drugs that went around. My friends knew never to do drugs around me because I'd immediately leave and they wanted to keep me around because I was awesome. So, like, it's that kind of thing. I had one of my exes from high school. He got his license taken away for 6 months because he was at a party with alcohol when he was 20. Like, being an accessory is something that cops put people in jail for or give them tickets for. And so cops should be held to the same standards. If they're there when something goes wrong, Jake Paul, if you're there when people are doing this, either stop them or get out. Like, you were there, buddy. I mean, I'm glad he wasn't partaking in it, but it was like, when you see those videos and the kids are just laughing, like, you're not, if someone's like angry and being like, the system has destroyed me, and like breaks a window, I'm like, yeah, the system has destroyed you. Okay. But when people are like smashing windows and laughing, I'm like, okay, you're just being a jerk and you're not a part of the protest.
Yeah.
You're just there to make a funny vlog. And that's not cool. Because you're taking away from the protest. You're taking away from the heart of what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, to talk about another poopy face thing, Trump got real mad at Twitter this week. Trump, who is... Yeah, people don't see the racistness in his tweets. You're not looking.
Oh.
But anyway... He tweeted when the riots happened. He tweeted, let me see it. These thugs, meanwhile, when white people were protesting the stay-at-home order, they were good people. But he said, these thugs are dishonoring the memory of George Floyd, and I won't let that happen. Just spoke to the governor, told him that the military is with him all the way. Any difficulty, and we will assume control. But when the looting starts, the shooting starts. Thank you. So he just said, we're going to send in the military and kill all of you that are protesting. So Twitter has been struggling with Trump for a long time because he violates.
They all have been struggling.
Yes. But he violates their Twitter guidelines constantly. So they put a warning before his tweet. And the warning states, so you can't see the tweet. You can see that he tweeted and you can't see it. And it says this. It says, this tweet violated the Twitter rules about glorifying violence, which it did. However, Twitter has determined that it may be in the public's interest for the tweet to remain accessible. So then you can click to view the tweet. They didn't delete the tweet. Mm-hmm. They didn't do it. All they said, they put a warning before it, saying this glorifies violence. The president of the United States, in a time when we need a leader,
we need a peaceful leader,
yep. He has tweeted a glorifying violence tweet. And Trump was pissed. So he decided to make an executive order trying to destroy Twitter. He says he's going to take down all the social medias. He is livid that Twitter just put a warning before his tweet. And, oh, man, he is trying so hard to destroy Twitter right now. And Twitter, I applaud you. You did the correct thing because deleting the tweet would not have been the smart move.
Yeah, you want
to,
yeah.
People need to see what
the leaders
posting.
Are doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, I mean, that would have been like freedom of speech something. He would have come up with some bull crap. But so I applaud them. Facebook, on their hand, says they will not take any action on Trump's posts about shootings in Minnesota. So the internet decided to start calling Zuckerberg a child molester. So I don't agree with that, but they started posting everywhere. Zuckerberg, child molester Zuckerberg, blah, 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 on every post about him.
Why would they do that? No.
To just shame him because
that's not something
I'm saying it's wrong. I'm saying
yeah,
you don't do that because
that's
an intense
accusation. Wrong.
But when you try and mess with the internet, the trolls will come out. If you try and take away the trolls' Twitter, that is where the trolls live, is Twitter. That is their nesting and breeding ground. So if you try and take that away, they will destroy you. They will try to destroy you. If you're destroyable, they'll destroy you. But that was just I was like, whoa, I didn't see anyone I knew doing it. I just saw posts about it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll move on to not all of that news.
Okay, good.
Sorry. There's only a few things. I know it's tense. It's intense. But we have to talk about it because it's intense.
Right.
You have to talk about it. You have to get uncomfortable. And you know me, I don't like being uncomfortable. I don't like emotions. I don't like talking about serious things. So you know it's important when I do. Okay. We talked about some good news, the show that John Krasinski sold. He defended himself because he got a lot of backlash from selling it, as we spoke about. And he said, always intended this to be an 8-episode thing. Just do it for 2 months and be done. So I thought once I was done, it would make sense if I sold it so someone else could keep it going.
Yeah.
That makes sense. If he had explained this
beforehand.
Because what happened was people felt used and lied to. They felt, you just used us to get a paycheck. Like, You sucked us in, because people were sending him the stories. People were doing the work for him. Be like, talk about this. And so people felt lied to and used, and that's why they got mad. And he should have said from the beginning, this is going to be a 2-month thing. And then like once he started getting buzz about people wanting to sell, he'd be like, listen, we only have this many episodes left, but some other people want to take the project on. So this will, like, he should have
Continue sending things.
And I think his issue was this: he doesn't know or didn't know how the internet works and how it's different than Hollywood.
Yeah.
Because projects are hush hush until they're announced. Yeah. That's how Hollywood works. Like, you're not allowed to talk about what you auditioned for or talk about the project we're in, like, you know, until you're given the green light to talk about it.
But YouTube kind of does that too.
Well, but they're always like, I have a secret project. I have a secret project, because we're all big blabbermouths.
Yes.
So we're all like, oh, we have something up our sleeve. Or there's me that I'm like, I'm working on the merch. Guys, I'm working on it. Guys, the merch will eventually get, guys, give me 1 second. I'm trying to figure out the merch. So, so with the internet, you have to be a little more transparent, because with the internet, people feel more connected to you than when you're on a screen in the movie theater or when you're on a TV show on Netflix. The internet talking like this makes people feel more connected. Therefore, they're more hurt if they feel like you've used them or you lied to them or whatever. So that was his misstep, was not understanding how the internet works.
Yeah.
And that they feel involved. Like, people feel involved if you've been doing something from the start with them. They feel like it's part of their thing too. And so they get mad when a big move is made without them knowing, basically.
Well,
or explained to.
Again, and you can just choose if you want to continue watching or not.
Yeah, I know, but I'm explaining basically where the emotions came from, because I too was like, I never watched this thing. I had no like hand in the matter, but I was like, this seems weird, and it's because I'm an internet person, and he did an internet thing not in an internet way. And so it made me confused. So there you go. All right. Instagram is adding effects. So hold on. Let me take a sip of water. I'm getting so many text messages.
Not for me.
No, from multiple group chats. So that's why there's a lot of text messages. Instagram is adding effects to Insta Story that will move to music. So you'll be able to import your own music and make effects move to it, or you can use the music in Instagram's library.
And I didn't know they had a library.
I didn't either. And then you'll also be able to just take photos from your camera roll and use the effects on that. So with the right now with like the doggy effect you can put on your face, it has to be a picture you take just then. But they're going to make it so you can import a picture and then put the effect on it, which is a smart move. That's I think that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because sometimes we have a good picture, but we want to look like a doggy in it.
Right.
So, and also big news for Instagram. They are going to start sharing revenue with creators for the first time ever, because they're going to start putting ads on their IGTV. Their long video form.
Yeah.
They're going to start putting ads on it, and they're going to give some of the money to creators. Which is the first time they've ever paid a creator a single cent, which...
That's good.
Took them long enough.
But now they're doing it.
They're like, we got to compete with TikTok now. What do we do? I think everyone's trying to compete with TikTok at the moment. All right, we're going to move on to things you wanted me to talk about, but I don't have much to say on the matter. Benna, I think is their name, said Colleen has been vlogging for 3 months straight. Wow, she has.
Yeah.
She started vlogging. At the beginning of March, she said, I'm going to vlog every single day. And this was before the pandemic happened. By the way, there's still a pandemic happening for those who don't know. Also, the mayor of LA has shut down all of the COVID testing.
Yeah.
To convince the protesters to stop protesting. I don't see the...
He said something like it's not safe or something. I don't know.
He said, I'm mad at the protesters, so I'm shutting down the COVID testing. He said it pretty flat out. It's like, you guys are making the town unsafe, so you're not allowed to get tested for this deadly disease.
You might be spreading out there while you're looting the stores.
Well, guess what? They're like, we're going to die in the streets, or we're going to die from COVID. they're going down with the fight. I mean, it's time for change. And so
a lot of the protesters are wearing masks.
A lot of them are. Yeah. And I say, do that. If you're protesting, wear eye gear. Don't wear makeup. Don't wear contacts. Tear gas sticks to it. Wear long sleeve clothing. That's not, nothing that could be associated with anything, plain clothes, full sleeves, wear a mask, wear goggles, bring snacks. And there's some first aid stuff you should bring. I'll link it all below. All right. Colleen started vlogging before the pandemic. Was like, I'm going to vlog every single day for March. Why not? And then the pandemic happened. She's like, well, is it cool that I keep doing this? And then I think at the end of March, I tweeted, you better keep doing vlogging in April. Her vlog, Vlapril. So she did Vlapril. And then she did vlogging all through May. Is it June? Oh my God, it's June. So I'm assuming she's continuing. I'm 3 vlogs behind.
Are you?
I'm 3 vlogs behind. Sorry. But I mean, I think vlogging is helping her keep herself sane.
Yeah.
During all of this. So I think she'll continue, but kudos to her. All right. Tyler asks, we're moving on to questions. We didn't do a game. I didn't want to do a game. Did you want
to
do a game?
No, we don't need to do a game.
All right. Tyler says, did you get the new Hunger Games novel? And are you excited about the new Twilight coming soon?
Isn't it a prequel?
I think so.
Because Bailey's reading it.
She is? Love that. Of course Jessica's having her read it. Oh, Jessica's who got me hooked on Twilight.
No, not Twilight.
Oh, Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
Okay.
The Hunger Games.
Jessica got me hooked on both. That's all Jessica. I haven't read either.
But you saw the movies.
No, I read both the original sets of the books. I read all of the Hunger Games and all the Twilights, and I saw all the movies, but I have not read or gotten excited about the new books coming out or that have come out. It just missed my radar completely. Twilight.
Well, now you know.
That was my senior year of high school, was Twilight. I was Twilight obsessed.
Were you team Jacob or were you team Edward?
In the books, let me break it down for you. When I read the books, I was team Edward. Okay. Uh-huh. It was that dreamy. And then in the movies, when you had the guy who plays Edward and the guy who plays Jacob come the second movie, standing there, you're like, I'm team Jacob now. So, you know, it changed. And also the books, I understand when people get so upset that the books are different from the movie. Because when I read those books and then I saw the movie, the whole time I was watching the movies, I was like, this is not how it's supposed to go. Right. You guys had a script and you messed it up. So I should probably invest in those books. Bianca asks, what show / movie are you currently watching? Mom, are you watching anything?
No, I've been playing with Flynn. I've been watching the Flynn show.
Well, then I'm sure there's a bunch of dump truck characters involved.
Dump trucks. Ooh, dump truck.
Ooh, dump truck. I just caught up on the, God, it's such a bad show, Supergirl on the CW. I was watching it on Netflix. It is such a bad show. But I'm like, it has all the things I need to support, like women leads. There's lesbian characters. There's a trans woman. There's like all these things. And there's a black lead man. And I'm like, yeah, I have to support all of these things. I have to watch the show because it's like all the things that I want to encourage, you know. But it's so terribly written. Like, come on, guys. And it's like, I keep going back and forth. It's like, is it the writing or is it the acting? And I'm like, no, it's the writing. The way that the things they have to say. I'm like, there's no good way to deliver that line.
Yeah.
But I've watched every episode and I got addicted to how bad it is.
Oh, no.
It's really bad. But it has all the makings of what I want. So I'm like, I have to watch it. I have to support everything. All right. Diana asks, what's the most expensive thing you've broken? My appendix. And then a car. I broke my appendix. And then a week later, I broke my car.
Yep. Yep. Mom, you did.
What'd you break?
I broke my appendix too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anything else? I don't know what else you've broken. Have you burned down a house ever?
Okay. No.
Ow! I almost burned down our house several times.
Nope.
No? You never crashed a car?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
A little Miss Safety Queen.
Not yet. What is this? Not yet.
All right.
I think I backed into a pole once.
I know. Dad has side. Many times.
Oh, you can't.
My dad runs over everything. Okay.
And he ran over my sister's car in dating. That's when he and I were dating.
He backed into cousin Andrew's car everyone's screaming at him, stop.
My words are not working because they're hard. Backed into Andrew's gate at their house.
Oh my God.
Broke the gate.
That man should not use the reverse.
No.
He came over.
Got little cameras, but nope.
Did he tell you what happened when Matt changed his oil? My dad came over to the house. My dad needed an oil change. And he was very stressed about going to a mechanic because he didn't want anyone in his car. He didn't want to have to interact with anyone. You know, he's taking social distancing very seriously, so he keeps seeing my sister and for their
keeping me safe.
Keeping you guys safe. You know, my brother and my mom safe and himself. So he really needed an oil change, but he didn't know quite how to go about it. And Matt knows how to change oil. So he was like, is there any way we can do this where it's very safe? I was like, yeah, you come over to drive to the house. Matt will have the little ramp thingy set up where he can just drive up onto the ramp, pop your hood. Matt never needs to go in the car. You know, you can just hang out in the front yard with me, 10 feet away. Matt will do everything. And then you drive away. And he was like, okay, great. So he comes over. I vlogged the middle and the end, but I didn't vlog it happening because I didn't think I would need to vlog this. But there's these two little ramps. If you've ever seen someone do an oil change at their house, it's these two little ramps that your two front tires have to drive up so that the top part of the front part of your car is lifted off the ground a bit so the person can get under and undo the oil thing so the oil can drain out of the car. So we're like, okay, Dad, go very slow. Drive very slow up the little ramps. He's like, okay. And he starts going really slow. We're like, okay, keep going. And he floors it. And one of the ramps shoots under the car and gets stuck. And it's stuck under the car because the car went down. And it's a tall thing you have to drive up. So it's like the car is teetering on this thing. Matt has to get a jack out from the garage, jack up the car, have to pull it out. He's dented the bottom of his car.
And all I said was, did you ruin their ramps?
No, it didn't ruin the ramps. And he was stressed because there were skid marks on our driveway.
Yes. Oh, yes. He was worried about that.
But Matt also accidentally spilled some oil because changing the oil, they have not come
it's
up messy. With a very good system. It's messy.
Oh, no, and you got it's got to hit right in the middle of that pan and then
but,
it splatters.
So we did a full eco-friendly clean of the driveway once he left. We used all of the right ways to get rid of oil and everything. And then we power washed everything at the end. So everything's fine. Dad does have a little dent under the front.
Well,
door.
It matches the dent he put in the back, too, when he backed into a truck. So
there's dents all over that car. That man. He hasn't hurt anybody.
No.
Yeah, he's going to be someone that's you need to take away the keys.
Yes.
Very earlier. You're not going to like that. Diana also asked, are you a morning person or a night person? I used to be night. Now I'm very much morning. I get everything done in the morning. Once 2 p.m. hits, I'm like, oh, I don't want to do anything anymore. I'm done. And then by 8, I'm like, I'm on the couch. Don't talk to me. What about you?
More morning. Yeah.
We used to be night people and not be awake in the morning. We used to wake up way later, but definitely a morning person now.
Yep.
And then the last question is, Emily wants to know what is on Gwen's tray.
Well, I'll tell you. I don't have a tray because I'm at Colleen's desk.
Yeah.
But things on here that are mine.
No, I need you to just pull. What's the most random thing on that desk right now? I know you can find something.
Probably.
I mean, there's heads floating behind. They're glasses. They are. You look like a bug. Oh, if you guys.
Clean right now. Oh, there's this. I think.
What is this?
No, that's from. It's still cold.
Is that a whipped coffee?
Yeah.
Old whipped coffee?
Yeah, there's nothing unusual except the glasses, but it's not that unusual.
Well, everything on the shelves behind you is extremely unusual, but...
Yes.
There's just a bunch of heads. I don't think anyone ever has had that many heads before. All right, Mom, that's it. I hope you guys are staying safe from COVID, from the mean people. I hope that you make smart choices. I hope you choose to be an ally. I hope you choose to do the right things, be on the right side of history.
And it's Say Something Nice Day.
It's Say Something Nice Day. So say nice things.
To someone else.
To someone else.
Or to yourself.
No, yeah. Look in that mirror. You give yourself a pep.
Yes.
What is that that one video of that little girl that was like, you are strong. You are. Just goes back and forth. That be that girl today to yourself and to others.
Yeah.
We love you so much. Go to basically any Twitter account and you'll find links for stuff. But I'll put as many links as I can below in the YouTube bio. Be smart. Educate yourself. Listen. Observe. Understand. Don't be mad about the protests. Learn why they're protesting. And all right, Mom, you want to take us out?
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side passage?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.